foundational tools to develop a biblical worldview. Welcome to Mentoring Matters, a listener-supported program of SharonHearts.org. With the world's culture invading the church, it is vital that we establish some deeper roots in biblical truth in order to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So join us now as we let the Word of God give us foundational tools to develop and maintain a biblical worldview.
Hi, this is Sharon Hoskins.
And this is Janie Ratzlaff.
I wanted to talk today about the genealogies that I'm seeing. A lot of people are given those as gifts to find out where their heritage is, where their background is, you know, how much of certain ethnicities they have in their bloodline and that sort of thing. And while that might be interesting, sometimes it's detrimental because people get into this idea, well, I come from this heritage or that heritage, and I don't come from a line of royalty, or I don't come from a good genealogy, so this is where I'm prone to live.
Sharon, I'm wondering, because of the times that we have been blessed to be called to be a light on planet Earth, but the times that we're living in, do you think the culture is influencing the need to know who we are? We have so many options now. It's just not man or woman. It's this possibility and that possibility, and there's the blending, and there's things we've never thought of before that now can be an option that you can be.
Right.
And I'm just wondering if that need to have a cultural grounding has caused the need for the ancestral websites to skyrocket.
Right. And it could be, but I find that people need to find a reason for why they feel a certain way. And so they look for a solidity or a justification for why do I feel this way? And so that, I think, is a lot of the reason why we go back to ancestry, too.
Well, and I like what you said just now, because why do I feel the way I feel? Usually those feelings are mixed, and they're changing maybe momentarily or every 15 minutes. And how do you get a solid sensation out of emotions that are erupting like it was a 4th of July?
Right.
And if you go from anxiety to anger, that produces a whole different source of chemicals in your body, and then your mind's trying to rationalize going from anger to anxiety, and then maybe that's resulting in going down the slopes to depression, or I can't stand this anymore, I'm just going to go get busy because I can't figure it out.
And you just said something about the chemicals that are released in our bodies. And I don't really think that we as beings really think about all that is happening inside of us. Because God's design for us, He made us with intricate detail that we don't wrap our heads around, especially those who believe in the Big Bang, that we're just, you know, some accident.
Or we came out of some soup bowl.
Right.
Well, you know, there is a creator.
Well,
and that
course.
He has a design.
Yes.
And as I have studied the scriptures, I see that the body has what we could, in layman's terms, say three brains. We have our head brain. We have a heart brain. And we have a gut brain.
Okay.
And do you know that there's more neurotransmitters that transmit information in the gut brain than there is in the head brain or the heart brain?
Wow.
So sometimes we have a nervous stomach.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we have an upset stomach. And we think it's probably something that we ate at the restaurant that we shouldn't have.
Right.
When in fact, those three brains have to be in alignment for you to have peace in any measure, for you to be able to really relax. Otherwise, you stay in some sort of catastrophe within your body, and you don't have a clue what's going on.
Okay.
I saw a picture this morning of the inside of a cell that has now been able to be developed through new technology. It looked like a jillion little bitty dots and lines and pieces in beautiful colors that's inside of one cell. And I thought, if that is one cell, and I don't have any idea how many cells that a body can have, then boy, do I not want to have a foundation of knowing who created me.
Right.
And my genealogy needs to go back to who fashioned me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not so important that I was born in an aristocratic, well-do family that had plenty of money and ran in the upper crust of society.
There's a great perspective when you realize that you have a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it changes everything about how you live day to day when you know that God has given you a purpose.
And how do you find purpose when you are so preoccupied with your upset emotions or where do I belong?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you are being influenced by somebody else and you'd really like to follow in their footsteps, but you don't have the open doors to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And so you spend your time really either on a merry-go-round.
Or living in guilt.
Oh,
wow. Or living in shame.
Oh, wow.
Or thinking that you can never measure up to so-and-so doing such-and-such. And why didn't God design me to have those qualities?
And we miss the mark because we're always too busy.
Right.
And we don't want to slow down. We just want somebody to fix it.
Right.
You know, and if you watch television much, you find everybody's got a solution to fix it, but they want to fix it their way.
Oh, or you got to subscribe to their channel and pay $49.99 a month.
So if you will pay so much to subscribe, they can fix all your problems. And I'm probably helping them with some of their problems to get some money, but they're certainly not going to help me with my problems. But Sharon, I think we call it an acronym to remember when I am too busy.
Okay.
So B U S Y. And B is for being. U is for under. S is for selves. And Y is for yoke. Being under self's yoke. Okay.
Okay. Well, and I think that, you know, instead of self, I think it could also be Satan.
Well,
we could be under Satan's yoke because if we're so busy that we can't take time to even talk to God or be still and listen or be still and get into his word, then who's in charge of your life?
Well, somewhere between Satan and the devil made me do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And yet no matter who we want to blame, we still have to come back and say, if the Lord is all that he says he is, and let me change that if to since the Lord is all that he says he is,
right,
then he has given us the freedom under his yoke to not have to listen to self, which holds us in bondage.
Right.
So then, what about Matthew 11:28 for understanding that word yoke? Sharon, yoke is a device laid on the neck of a defeated person. That is one of the definitions out of Webster's Dictionary.
Okay.
Another definition is a wooden bar over the neck of two animals that are working together.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let's see what the Bible says about yoke.
Okay.
Okay. In Matthew 11:28, it says, come to me. These are what we call red letter words. So this is Jesus speaking. Come to me, all you who labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, not everybody else.
Right.
and I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Those words are spoken by the God of creation through His Son, Jesus Christ. I think He knows more than what I do, since He created heaven and earth, and that if He tells me to come and rest in Him and listen to what He says, so that I can have the burdens lifted and He can guide me using the yoke of freedom, then is that not a good place to start?
It absolutely is, because we can trust Him in every aspect of our lives. And it's sad that a lot of times we say we trust the Lord, but the way we live our lives indicates that we don't trust Him.
And He said that He has made all things work together for good according to His purpose in His time, and He is trustworthy.
Right.
Because we don't see the evidence immediately, or because we may have had a life of abuse and persecution,
right,
that doesn't change who God is. So by faith, and He says everyone has the ability to live by faith, then you do choose, in the freedom He's given you, to choose Him regardless of what you see.
Right.
Feelings are not the final authority. Experiences are not the final authority. God says His word is the final authority, and He will give us the ability to persevere if we choose to look unto Him regardless of the obstacles.
Okay, and where's that scripture found, Janie?
Let's just say go to the whole chapter of Romans 8.
Okay.
And you'll get your answers.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And that's why mentoring matters. Mentoring Matters is a listener-supported discipleship program of Sharon Hart's ministry. Join a community seeking to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. With resource materials available for the journey at sharonhearts.org. That's SHARIN hearts.org.